From Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Truma, what was in the Holy Ark, and why do we care? We look in Parshat Truma, it says, you should place inside the Ark the testimony. Testimony. So Rashi says, HaTorah, the Torah. Now, of course, you can't put the Torah in the Ark at this point. Moshe didn't get the whole Torah yet. You're just beginning to get the Torah. Maybe you should put part of the Torah. But later on, Rashi in chapter 40, it says, the Eidut is the Luchot. The Luchot Eidut, the tablets of testimony, the Ten Commandments. So what's inside the Ark? Is it the Torah or is it the Ten Commandments? It says in Devarim, chapter 10, when Moshe had to rewrite the tablets, then he put those second tablets in the ark. Or, etc. That he wrote on these tablets, just like he wrote on the first tablets, and God gave it to him. He came down. He took the tablets, put them, Ten Commandments, put them in the ark, just like God said. However, later on in Deuteronomy 31, toward the end of the Torah says that something else. Take the whole Torah. Everything that's been written from Bereishit all the way through Devarim. Put it on the side of the ark. So take the whole Torah and put it on the side of the ark. Where's the side of the ark? Rashi tells us, if you look at the Talmud in Bava Batra, 14a, the Talmud debates this question. Some people say, some say there was a shelf that came out of the ark, and that's where the Torah was. So the Ten Commandments are in the Ark, and the Torah is on a shelf outside. Some people say they squeezed it in. They had the Ten Commandments. Somehow, they had a little tiny Torah in there as well. Rabbi Basra says that if you take the verse in Kings, in Malachim Aleph, Perchet, Pasuk Tet, Ein Baron Rak, Shnei Luchot Avanim, Asher Yiniach Shem Moshe Eved Hashem. There's nothing in the ark except for the Ten Commandments. Well, the Gemara says, the Torah protesteth too much. I mean, there's nothing in there, but it must mean that Emirach Amir al-Rabos to tell us that the Sefer Torah is in the ark. There is something else in there. Aside from the Ten Commandments, there is a Torah as well. However, there's another opinion that no, it says on the side. It was on the side. So, why does it say there's nothing in there? But what does that mean? That the Shivrei Luchos, that the Luchos and the Shivrei Luchos are Muchon and Melchus Baron, that not only the Ten Commandments, but even the broken pieces of the Ten Commandments are also in the Ark. Why would that be? So, like, if we ask, why do we care? What's in there? Why would we care that there are broken pieces? Broken pieces means that it's a symbol that even when a Jew, let's say an old man, used to know a lot of Torah, now he's broken. He's not what he used to be, morally, spiritually, physically, mentally. He once was a Talmid Chacham. Every person who dies is also a Shivrei Luchos, a person who does many mitzvos in their life, has Torah in their life, and then they die. It's a Shivrei Luchos. It's the broken pieces, and that also deserves to be in the art. Of course, the Shivrei Luchos also from the Ten Commandments, from the original commandments written by God, crafted by God, formed by God, given in toto to Moshe, as opposed to the second tablets, which were merely Moshe crafted and God wrote on them. And there's another opinion there that also the Malamish Hashem, that it says in Shmuel Bet, Vav Bet, that Asher Nikra Sham Shem Hashem Zarkot, that the name of God is there. Some say that the name of God, the Tetragrammaton, and all the nicknames of God are written in the Ark. So there's additionally, the names of God are in the Ark as well. Now, there seems to be an additional potpourri of things that may have been there. You see, many times the Torah says, put this lefnei Hashem, take the man, a piece of a little bit of the man that fell from heaven, put it in front of God. Take the staff of Aaron that blossomed and showed that Aaron and his tribe were the true chosen tribe as opposed to the others. Put that in front of God. So there are definitely other things. So where do they go? So the Yalkut in Truma says, Sham Ayanatun, over there, in the Holy of Holies, was in Senet Haman, a jug of the manna from heaven. Tzuchi Shel Shaman HaMishcha, the official anointing oil, which was so important to anoint kings, to anoint vessels. Maklo Shel Aaron, that staff of Aaron. Some people say they were the priests of the high priest, the garments of the high priest. And however, the Gemara in Kvisu says that after all, when Josiah, Yoshiyahu, the king of Israel, toward the end of the kingdom, first kingdom of Israel, when he realized that the temple would be destroyed, he buried all the things. He buried the ark, and he also buried all these other pieces that we mentioned as well. In the end of days, says the Yalkut Shimoni, that one of the three things that Eliyahu would bring back is the Tzinsenes Haman, the Tzluchis of the Paraduma, the red heifer, ashes, Tzluchis Shel Shaman HaMishcha, the anointing oil, so we can anoint the Mashiach himself and all the vessels, and some say the Maklo Shel Aaron as well. But if we ask, why was there this debate in the Talmud in Baba Basra? Is the Torah itself in the Ark, or only the Ten Commandments? Are the additional pieces of the Ark in there, the names of God in there, other things that showed the glory of God? What is it all about? So we know, when the Jews stood at Mount Sinai, there were two elements to it. And it's represented today, as Rabbi Soloveitchik explained, by the two customs. You know, some people stand during the Torah reading, some people sit. Says Rabbi Soloveitchik, why? Those who sit say, look, we're receiving the Torah, and in order to receive the Torah, we've got to learn. And to learn, we need to sit down, to focus. Maybe once upon a time, there were shaktonim, there were those who could learn Torah standing. We can't. We have to sit down, focus, learn. Torah reading, Mount Sinai, it's a learning experience. Other people say, no, Torah reading is not a learning experience. It's an experience. It's a feeling to re-experience the revelation of God at Mount Sinai. For all, Mount Sinai was two elements. One was to know the Ten Commandments. One was to experience the Ten Commandments. Experience the voice of God. Experience the presence of God. So those who say that the Ark merely had the Ten Commandments say it's not a learning experience. We're not trying to have the centerpiece of learning in the Ark, and the centerpiece of the entire Jewish faith, of the entire Jewish world, of Jerusalem, of the Temple, that the centerpiece is the learning. That's true. Learning is our centerpiece. But the Ark is a matter of inspiration. The others say, no, but what is the Ark? The Ark is the... For the Ten Commandments, what's the Ten Commandments? It's the rubric of all the Torah. Don't just put the Ten Commandments, put the whole Torah in there because it's about learning. So, one friend of mine quipped, you know, is the Holy Ark more Hasidisha, more interested in the experience, or more Litvish, more interested in the content of the Torah as well? And then why do we put the names of God? Because it's inspiration. You put the names of God and then all the enemies would run away from the inspiration of God. Why do you put these other things that inspire, that the man that showed the miracles of God and providing? You put the staff of Aaron, which showed that God chose us. It's all about showing the chosenness of the Jewish people. When the ark went through the camp, theoretically, all the enemies were to disperse. All the enemies were to run away. It would be a bloodless war. Enemies would just run away in the presence of God. The ark is all about the presence of God. And therefore the question is, does it require the Torah as well? Or no, that it's about the experience of the Ten Commandments, and that's represented by the Ten Commandments themselves. The Torah itself is a different idea. That's the learning of Torah. It's important. It has to be there. Everybody agrees the Torah was either on the side or it was in the Ark. It's at the centerpiece. It's in the Holy of Holies. But the Ark itself, what is it about? If it's about inspiration, it only requires the Ten Commandments themselves, not the entire Torah. So this is what was in the Ark. These are the possible components that were in the Ark, the debate about what it was. And these are some theories about why it was so important. And as we approach all of our religious lives, whether we go to synagogue, whether we go to learn Torah, to come to a class, we hear the Torah reading, we have to have these two elements. There needs to be the educational and the experiential. We need to learn intellectually, we need to experience with our heart. With the combination of those two, we can have a little bit of the experience of the Holy of Holies. Thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lemeth congregation here in Memphis, Tennessee. Thanks to our producer, Jason Lefkowitz. Thanks to each of you for joining us. And join us each week for a discussion of the holidays, how-to videos, and more. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.